All right, so we're talking with the early voters here on America's Exit Poll. And Mariana Heaney is with us. Mariana, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. And you're from the Heaney family, right?
Right.
Right. A lot of proud Republicans there in Pennsylvania, correct?
And ours was an ardent Republican family.
All right. Back in 1936, your choice was FDR or Alf Landon, right?
Yes, and I remember liking Landon, but I was really very much for Roosevelt, although no one else in the family was.
Well, Alf Landon was a handsome-looking guy.
That's probably what got me.
Well, what did you like about FDR?
I think I was in love with his voice. He really spoke beautifully, it seemed to me. And I, of course, as soon as he was in, what I really admired was the total change in the atmosphere, the New Deal coming in. And personally, I thought his persistence in overcoming his physical troubles was just about the most important characteristic he could have.
Yeah, well, FDR was in a wheelchair, ran for president, won, and of course was the longest serving U.S. president. Mariana, did you want to vote in 1932?
I suppose I did, but think how long ago that was.
Yes, well, I guess you have to. I can't really. Mariana, are you planning on voting this year?
Oh, yes.
And have you made your choice?
Of course. From the very beginning, I was for Obama.
All right, Mariana. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Mariana Heaney voted for FDR in 1936. Hardcore Republican family, but no, she didn't let that change her vote. No. She went for FDR in 1936. We're talking about early voting and early voters here at America's Exit Poll on The Takeaway. And joining us now is David Gruben, award-winning filmmaker and presidential historian, widely known for his series of presidential biographies for American Experience on PBS. David, thank you so much for coming in. Boy, did some frames of video move in your head as you're listening to Mariana talk there?
Boy, that was so sweet. But I was thinking that was 4 years into the Roosevelt administration, and we haven't gotten to that point yet. We're still wondering who's going to be the president.
Well, that's we've been talking about this election as being historic for a lot of reasons: woman, African American candidate, the nature of the primary race. But is it useful to compare this election to a moment in the past?
I think it is, because at that moment when FDR ran in 1932, the nation was in despair and they were frightened. I think today we haven't quite reached that level of despair because we're in a recession. We haven't slipped down into a depression. But there is a crisis in confidence. And in a moment when there's a crisis in confidence, there is an opportunity for big, enormous change.
Well, let's listen to what FDR said on Inauguration Day in March of 1933 as he addressed the nation and said, "Okay, I'm driving now, folks.
I shall not evade the clear course of duty that will then confront me. I shall ask the Congress for the one remaining instrument to meet the crisis: broad executive power. To wage a war against the emergency as great as the power that would be given to me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe."
Passionate language, but yet very much reminiscent of the "this is an emergency, we have to change the rules" that we're hearing in this financial crisis.
That's right. And the tone in which he says it is as important as anything else. I mean, When Roosevelt was running, he's running against Hoover. And people said about Hoover that sitting in a room with him was like sitting in a bath of ink. And they said if you handed him a rose, it would wilt. And if you look today at President Bush's approval ratings, the same feeling of he's not up to it. And Roosevelt ran against Hoover. Obama is running against McCain,
right?
But of course he's running against President Bush.
And that's the major difference. I mean, Hoover was running in 32. Right. And we don't have an incumbent right now. And, of course, Hoover always said that despite all the criticism, he outlived the bastards. That was his revenge.
David, do you think perhaps we're at a critical turning point in American history, in that you have this African-American presidential candidate and a major turning point in race relations in the United States of America. And you have a woman on the ticket, but it's both happening at the same time.
I think we really are heading into the 21st century now, and people feel it, and I think that's one of the reasons why Obama has his lead. People really do see him as the turning point candidate, as Powell called him, the transformational candidate.
But I'm wondering if the casting details are as important as the kind of broad shifts. I mean, Mariana talked about, you know, FDR's physical disabilities, and great voice. And yet, you know, we remember that time also as a time of change, you know, that took place beneath the characters, that there was a shift in the whole orientation of the economy. How do you think historians will remember this election?
Well, those kind of things are very hard to say. But the thing that's interesting about the FDR moment is that we at that moment as a people were not used to the government coming in and intervening. We believed in family charity, community charity, the government coming in and
individual charity, pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
So when FDR gave that inaugural speech, most Americans maybe didn't believe him.
Well, in fact, when Roosevelt offered a New Deal, no one knew exactly what the New Deal was going to be. And Roosevelt talked about the balanced budget even at times during the campaign. So for him to shift America into thinking that the government needs to be there for you, to take care of the sick, to take care of the poor, to guarantee your savings, that was all new. And today, what's interesting is that both candidates except the $700 billion bailout. Nobody is saying, no, we shouldn't go that way. So I think we are committed to big government now in a way that we weren't at all, and really began with FDR.
Echoes of FDR in 2008. David Gruben, thanks so much for joining us. Award-winning filmmaker David Gruben is widely known for his presidential biographies for American Experience on PBS, also produced at our partner, WGBH in Boston. David, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. We're always on here at The Takeaway at takeaway.org. You can join the conversation online. If you missed anything, you can always catch us on iTunes.
We've been talking about the candidates today. Here's what one of you called to say.
Yes, my name is Brad out of Oklahoma, retired military. I wish the press would quit making such a big deal about Obama's race. He's an American, and that's first and foremost all we need to be looking at. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
Today we're also talking about how you can ride through tough economic times, how you're saving, how you are not saving. Tell us your story, 8778 My Take.
And of course, what can poker tell us about this campaign?
The terminology is outs for those who play poker. It's a number of ways that you can still win the hand. And I think that's what Barack Obama's structural advantage is here in this election.
That's Sean Quinn. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji.